This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, by special request, Jason, tomorrow we're going to be talking about spark plugs. Jason asked me, just as we're going on the air, without enough time for me to respond, how long do they last? That'll be a question we'll answer tomorrow. So tomorrow, Kyle's going to be joining me for hour number one. And Bert will be on with me for hour number two. And hour number one, we're going to be talking about internal combustion engines. And that would be chainsaws, lawnmowers, rototillers, etc. Riding lawnmowers. You know, we're going to be talking about the ones that are not going to start when you go to start them for this mowing and rototilling and, you know, gardening season. I'm pretty darn sure that many of you are going to experience no start conditions with your internal combustion engines. I'm going to tell you what to do about it. Inexpensive fixes, free fixes or almost free fixes, how to diagnose and get you started. That's tomorrow. Hour number one, Bert and Kyle's going to be with me. Hour number two, Bert's going to be with me. Right now, Kathy's with me. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Hey, good morning. So we'll be talking about home improvements today, right?
Right.
Yeah. Where would you like to start, Kathy? Or do you have any questions for me?
Well, Vince, I always have questions for you. But I do have one thing that I wanted to ask you, and before we got started, and you mentioned it a while ago, and you were talking about your razor blades and how you make them last. And I wondered if you could go through that for me.
Be glad to. And this works for men and for women. So there are a couple of rules. If you want your razor blades to last a long time, all you have to do is follow the following rules. The last time I bought razor blades was probably, I'm thinking in the 70s, maybe. Maybe, I really think it was in the 70s. It could have been the early 80s, but I'm thinking mostly the 70s. And there was a guy that went to a flea market, and he worked for Schick, the razor blade company. And for some reason, he had a table full of, this is one of those flea markets where it's outside, and you rent a table for like $8, and you put your stuff on and sell it. And it's huge. It's like acres and acres and acres of all kinds of used things. Well, he had a table full of these razor blades. And he would sell you a handful of them for $5. Well, I bought a handful. And they were made by Schick. And it was their new disposable razor. They still make that same model today. It has two blades. Now, you don't need three blades, four blades. You don't need a zero-turn, you know, mower for, you know, shaving. All you need is two blades. And the disposable razor that they make, Schick, is one of the best. And they last a long time. So what I'm saying is a handful of razors has lasted me from the 70s. Gosh. Is that 50 years? It's probably 45 years. Amazing, isn't it? Well, here's what I do. So, number one, double blade is the way to go. If you get the dollar store ones, they won't last as long. They'll last longer if you do this, but they won't last as long as, you know, as the Schick will. But here's how you do it. You shave in the shower. So once you get all washed up and get your skin clean, if you're going to shave your face, what I do is I take that bar of soap and I rub the bar of soap directly on my already washed wet face in the shower. I keep, make sure they don't get it in my eyes. So all over my face, my neck, etc. Then what I do is I wet the razor itself. put under the shower head, wet it, and I take the soap that I just put on my face, the bar soap, and I put it on the palm of my hand. So I rub it across my hand so I get a lot of soap, not lather, just soap, on my hand. And I rub the razor blade backwards. So if I have my left hand in front of me, I'm right-handed, so I have my left hand in front of me with my thumb pointed up, I take the bar soap, rub it across my hand, and the part that connects to the thumb, that fleshy part of the hand, the palm of the hand, I rub the razor backwards across that. Okay? Backwards, 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 backwards. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. That resets, if there were teeth, like teeth on a saw, microscopic teeth, it resets them going all the same direction. It does not cut your hand because you're going backwards. Then I use that razor and I shave the way I normally would, but in the shower. And then I might touch up the razor blade a couple more times while I'm shaving. Then when I'm all done, I rinse off the razor. All the soap has to come off the blades. And that's a mistake that a lot of people make. They just don't rinse off the razor. You rinse it off, then you shake it dry, and you put it in that shower soap rack so that the blades are facing upside down so it's dry for tomorrow. If you're going to shave, you know, tomorrow. That's all there is to it. Now, no shaving gel, no spray can of shaving foam, no shaving at the sink. It's shaving in the shower with soap. It's as simple as that. And I recommend that you get a shower rack for the soap. Now, I'm not talking about a complex one. I'm not talking about a $15 one. I'm talking about like a $5 one. One that has just enough room to hang the razor blades upside down and the soap. You don't put your shampoo and your conditioner and all those other bottles of goo on the shower faucet head. You don't. It's not made for that. It's barely made to hold itself up. So if you put a lot of weight on it, you're likely to break that plastic elbow in the wall that holds or that attaches to that 3/4 inch pipe fit chrome plated shower spigot. You don't want to hang very much weight on that. Okay? It's as simple as that. And we got ours at the Chinese factory outlet about 15 years ago. It's really simple. I'm looking for one on the internet. I don't see it. So I don't know if they call them a shower rack or soap rack or whatever it is. It's a little wire rack that is vinyl coated. Ours is white. It holds 2 bars of soap, maybe 4 or 5 razors, and that's it. Well, it could handle shampoo, but don't put shampoo on your shower rack. Just you want to keep it very light. You don't want to have a lot of weight hanging on it. And what you'll find is the shower racks will slip off that chrome spout. And the way to prevent that is to take some electrical tape. Now, it's not going to look pretty. But what I do is I slice that 3/4 inch wide electrical tape long ways. So now it's 3/8 inch wide. And I might make maybe 10 inches of it and wrap it around and around and around right at the point. I'd make a speed bump on that spigot so that, or that pipe, that the chrome-plated pipe that the shower head's attached to, so that the shower rack won't slide forward and off, okay? Because you want to keep that shower rack as close to the wall as possible to minimize the leverage that would be inclined to break the plastic fitting in the wall behind the shower tile, etc. Kathy, any questions about that? Did I explain it, or do I need more clarification?
No, go ahead. I got it, Vince.
Okay, that was it. And how long will the blades last? I don't know. Maybe a year apiece, or 2, or 3, or 4. I don't know. Depends on how often you shower. Oh, there's one other thing. Only one person uses that razor. So if you've got ladies who are using a razor, they have their own. Guys have their own. Each guy has his own. Each gal has her own. Do not share them. Not from a hygiene perspective per se, but for some reason, if another person uses the razor, it will not work very well right after that. So, for example, if Mrs. Finelli were to grab my razor today, tomorrow it wouldn't work so well for me. And I'd have to start over again. But you can probably get a year or more out of a razor if you follow that method.
Vince, you were talking about like the little holder for the soap. I have one that fits in the corner, and it looks like it's got two flat sides, and it's got suction cups on it, and you turn, like it looks like a dial, and you turn them to have them fit real tight, and it's like bowed out. And then I don't put any shampoo, but it's the razor, the loofah, maybe one bar of soap, and I got an aluminum one because if you get a metal one, they start rusting after a while. And it was only like $6-7. So that's something, if you can't find the other one, if you can get one to fit in the corner of whatever shower you have, it just depends on how they're made.
Yeah, and aluminum, of course, is metal, but it is it won't rust like a ferrous metal that's made with iron. So there are several different types you can get. For me, we have the wire type, and it has a bow in the top of it that kind of upside down U or an upside down V, if you will, and it has a siliconized non or less slip adapter on the top of it that attaches to the metal part of the shower pipe. And it's a real simple, it will hold the loofah, yes, and that's not heavy, so that's no problem. But those 16 and 24 ounce shampoos and conditioners, that's too much weight for these shower racks. So just get a simple one. Don't spend a lot of money. I think ours was like $3, so probably it's $6 or $8 at the Chinese factory outlet. I don't see one right now. I'm looking. I'll look throughout the broadcast, and if I find it, I'll tell you exactly what it is. The ones that are like nickel and chrome plated, they'll probably last a while too. Ours is the vinyl plated, and if you don't bend them and if you're easy on them, I can tell you they'll last 15 years. How do I know? Because that's how old ours are. And it's a great way to go. And by the way, Kathy, for those who don't know, if you do not have a soap holder that is open on most of its surface, you're going to probably use five times as much soap as you would if you had one of these shower racks. Literally. A bar of soap should last a month. If you don't have a shower rack, if you use the tub, or the preformed fiberglass or plastic shower surrounds, or if you have the ones that have the tile with the soap holder, they don't drain properly. So the soap sits in water, and you will go through soap like crazy. But if you have one of these shower racks, you're probably going to have a break-even point within a few months, meaning it'll pay for itself within a few months just in the soap savings alone. Because the soap's not going to sit in water. Have you noticed that soap sitting in water, Kathy, gets consumed very, very quickly as compared to soap that's dry when you start?
Oh, yeah. If you look at one in the soap dish, you see the soap residue, and it just starts to get mushy. I have a soap dish that has the little slots in it, and I took the bottom off. And I set that in that little area in the shower, we have like that. I guess it's fiberglass. And I just set it in there without the bottom part so that it just drains all the time. And then I just clean underneath it every time I clean the shower.
Yep. Okay. When we come back, we're going to be talking about home improvements. And we've got a list of things that are going to save you money and will help you get it right the first time. Kathy's with us. Kathy in Ohio.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence. intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Wow, did they get expensive? I remember just $3 or $4, maybe $5 at the most. These things are now $27. I see another one for $22, $34, $39. Class, very simple. Hanging soap rack for a shower. So you can look up hanging soap rack for shower. And very simple metal, and get the one with two hooks on the lower end of it. It doesn't need to have lots of levels, just two levels is plenty. And the hooks are for the squeegee. And my mom, back in the 50s and 60s, used to dry the shower so with a towel. And after using the shower, she would wipe down the walls. And I thought, gosh, that's a lot of work. Well, it was. But what it did was it kept the mold down. So if you use a squeegee, and you can buy those, we have one and hanging on one of those hooks in the shower, on the shower rack. It's right in front of everybody, so when they get done with their shower, they can see that right hanging from the soap rack is a squeegee. It's about 9 inches wide. It's the kind of thing you might see a window washer using, you know. But this is a, you know, not a commercial unit, it's just a personal unit. And what you do is you just take that squeegee and you wipe down the walls of the shower. And what that does is it removes the soap film that's on there. It removes most of the water. And then you move the shower curtain back and you let the air get in there. And you'll have way less problems with mold. Kathy, any comments about that?
Yeah, Vince, I bought a squeegee from one of the janitorial supply houses long time ago. I used to read, I think his name was Don Aslett. He wrote books about cleaning. He did commercial cleaning. And that was one of the things he recommended, was to use the squeegee on your windows and on your shower. So I have that very same thing in my bathroom, so I can do it whenever one's finished showering.
Great idea. And this, ours is probably sold as a foot wide, but it's made in China. So it's, discounted. It's inflated. So a Chinese foot from a Chinese manufacturer would probably be 9 inches. So, and I'm kind of picking on the Chinese manufacturers, not the Chinese people per se, but the manufacturers, because they make everything thinner, cheesier. If you look at a clothespin today, that you would hang your clothes on a clothesline, and you compare that to a clothespin from the 1950s made in America, there's probably one half or one third of the wood, of the spring, of the material in a clothespin from made in the United States in the 1950s, 1960s, as compared to one that you buy from the Chinese factory outlet made in China today. Any comments about that, Kathy?
Vince, I have a 5-gallon bucket in my barn with a lid that has the old clothespins. And I still have some from when I was a kid. I did buy some of the clip-on ones a while ago, that the newer ones, and they don't last. You get any weight on them, and they just, the spring comes out and they break. So every time I would go to a garage sale or an estate sale, sometimes they'll sell the little clothespin holder and the whole thing for $2 or $3. I would just buy it because the wood is, you can feel it. It's not the rough. It's almost like a soft finish on it, and they last forever.
Yeah, you're talking about the ones made in the United States last for a long, long time. Yeah, the ones that are made in China. And even the Chinese are, one Chinese company will copy another, and they'll say, we can make it a little narrower and a little shorter. And the spring, we don't need a big spring. We can have a spring being. And each time they copy each other, they make them cheesier. So they're getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and they don't last. And so you can buy them inexpensively, but they're junk. So just a comment about that. And you might want to consider that shower squeegee. They're probably $5, $6, $7, $8. You don't have to get an expensive one. 9 inches wide, 10 inches wide is plenty. And if you convince everyone that uses the shower to go from top to bottom as high as they can reach to as low as they can reach, you won't believe how much water. I'll bet you you get at least a cup of water off the walls of the shower every time you squeegee it. A cup of water. Now, you'd have to evaporate that, and that water goes somewhere. It goes into the air in your house. And that may be good or may be bad. In the summertime, it's not so good. In the wintertime, it might be good. But at least you get this soap film off the walls, and you'll have less bacteria. When we come back, Kathy, where would you like to go? What would you like to talk about?
To talk about landscaping and maybe the built-in desk and kitchen cabinets. I don't think we ever finished that area, if we could.
Sounds good. We'll be right back. Home improvements, the way we do it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With President Biden on the verge of signing his coronavirus relief bill into law, the administration now faces a race against the clock in trying to get the relief out the door as quickly as possible. White House officials expect the $1,400 direct payments destined for most Americans will be sent out by the end of March, but other forms of the assistance in the $1.9 trillion package could take longer to allocate. China's legislature on Thursday passed a resolution called the Patriots Governing Hong Kong in a move to overhaul the city's elections. The Chinese Communist Party now controls the Asian financial hub's elections, reducing democratic representation. A moment of silence, prayers, and anti-nuclear protests. Japan mourned 20,000 victims of the massive 9.0 earthquake and tsunami that struck Japan 10 years ago, destroying towns and triggering nuclear meltdowns in Fukushima. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
NASCAR's in Arizona this weekend. Phoenix Raceway president Julie Giese was asked, where's the best place to watch the race in the newly renovated racetrack?
Oh, that's really hard because there's so many great things about Phoenix Raceway. The hillside to me is just iconic, and it's old school, and that view that you can sit on the hill and watch the race. But when you think about the renovation that we completed a couple years ago, the infield experience to me is a game changer. It really, our sport is so much about the access and being able to look into the garages and things. I mean, we took it to that next level to be able to actually walk into the garages and see you guys working on the cars and then Victory Lane being so immersive with, 1,000 fans or more all around you. And we actually built Victory Lane specifically for the fans and then figured out how to bring the car in because we wanted those fans to be part of it. So that's probably my favorite part, but there's just this facility is, I mean, it's top notch and I love every single bit of it. And I like on Sunday, I'll go sit in the grandstands with the fans a little bit and watch the race.
Phoenix Raceway will host a limited number of fans for the upcoming NASCAR event. Spectators will be screened before entering and must wear a face mask. On Friday, it's the General Tire 150. Saturday, the Call 811 Before You Dig 200. The Instacart 500 is Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Plus, I just can't help it, but in 1900, the early 1900s, there's a company called the Jackson Cracker Company, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. And they made crackers, and ultimately they came out with the Ritz, R-I-T-Z, cracker in 1934, just under 100 years ago. And lots of people buy Ritz crackers. Well, if you buy them today, you may see, if you read, before you buy them, read the package, and you may see that it says Nabisco, N-A-B-I-S-C-O, which stands for National Biscuit Company, Nabisco. Well, it's now Nabisco Mondelez Snacks, made in Mexico. So, if you want Mexican crackers, and you do not want to support American jobs, then you want to buy Nabisco's, Nabisco Mondelez Snacks, that are made in Mexico. If you want to support American jobs, you want to throw those Ritz crackers overboard. Kathy, did you know that Nabisco Ritz crackers are made in Mexico, at least some of them?
No, I did not, Vince.
What a shock, right? Who would have thought? Who would have thought that Nabisco, that same company that used to be advertised on television in the 1950s, 60s, etc., pervasive, every day, would be made in Mexico. So another sellout of the Americans. Kathy, landscaping, kitchen desk, where do you want to go?
Vince, can I just make a quick comment about the shower, and then it'll only be quick.
You bet.
Well, we have a shower head, and it's a removable. And, you know, where it fits up in like a little notch, or I don't know what you call it, bracket or something, and I can lift it up, and then I rinse all my shower walls down, so I don't have any soap, scum, hair conditioner, whatever, and then I do the squeegee, and that really helps keep that all that buildup off of it. Plus, it's nice for, like, if you have a small child, and you can, that way you can put it down, like if you're going to wash their hair, they won't get the water in their eyes, they can just stand up. Or when I wash my dog, like in the winter, if I've got to give her a bath, she can get right in. I've got like a step-in shower, and I can get it right where I want it and then rinse all the walls down. So it's something that I've always asked my husband to do. But that's just a quick comment that I had about the shower.
Okay, we don't have that. What we have is, and Classy, since we're talking about showers, you can save a lot of hot water money. And hot water is way more expensive to heat than hot air. So your hot water heater consumes a great portion of your utility bill. It absolutely does. So if you could use less hot water, that'd be a good thing. Well, one way you can do that is by changing your shower head. And what we have is what's called a high pressure shower head. Now, this thing is about, if you were to look at a roll of quarters and cut it in half, that's about how big this thing is. It's really small. And when you turn this thing on, it's not quiet. It's a It makes that white noise, and it atomizes the water, and it invigorates the skin. It improves the circulation. It's not a pulsating, you know, Polynex type pulsating shower head. It's just a plain shower head that uses less water, atomizes, and the shower walls all get wet. I mean, because it's kind of like one of those high pressure washers that you might wash, you know, the side of your house with, or your car. It's kind of like that, but not quite that pressure. It's only got whatever the house water pressure is, maybe 40, 50 PSI. Anyway, it's probably less than $10 or so. You can get a 2-pack of them. And it has an insert that will allow you to adjust the flow from, you know, standard to even less flow. But this, I'm going to look for it and I'll find the exact name. And if I find it, I'll tell you what it is during this broadcast. But it doesn't look like a sunflower. It doesn't look like a funnel. It looks like a cylinder. And it's all brass, but it's chrome or nickel plated, inexpensive, and it works really, really well. I'll see if I can find it. Kathy, have you ever used one of those?
No, I haven't, Ben.
Okay, I'll send you a link if I can find it. Okay, so do you want to talk about desks or landscaping?
You know, Vince, I think landscaping, just because of the time of the year, and a lot of this is going to be from my mistakes that I've made through the year. One of the things, it's a pet peeve of mine, and when I drive around and I see it, it just is something that can be avoided. It's the placement and the types of trees and shrubs that people use. If you drive by a house when it's newly constructed, sometimes people hire landscaping companies and they put in the trees and shrubs and it looks real nice for a while. And then all of a sudden, the trees start getting bigger and they start crowding out the house. And then the shrubs go up over the window, up in front of the porch, overhanging the roof. And to me, one of the easiest things I would say is when you go to look for a shrub or a tree, on the tag, it will give you the mature height and width. So let's say you have a boxwood, for instance. There's all different kinds of boxwood. But it will tell you this boxwood gets 3 foot by 3 foot, for example, or 2 foot by 2 foot. That's a pretty good guide, but I would go back and either look online or if you have a real good resource like a tree book or a gardening book, just look and see if that's true or accurate. Make sure every tree has a scientific name and then they have a common name. So just look up the scientific name and then see if that boxwood really only gets 3 foot by 3 foot. And use that as a guide, because typically what happens is if you put, let's say, a burning bush, which can get big, it can get 8-10 feet, you will have to cut that back every single year. But if you put a boxwood in that only goes up, 3 foot high, and your windows are right around that height, then you just have to shape it. So it's a real pet peeve of mine to see trees that are put in, or they'll put a blue spruce in right in front of the house, and then pretty soon it either crowds the house or they have to cut it down because now it's in the way, it gets in part of the sidewalk or the walkway. So just spend a little time and do your homework, especially when it comes to the placement of your trees and your shrubs. And I was thinking, okay, if this is spring, maybe some people are going to redo their yard, or if new construction. There's so many things, I guess, when it comes to landscaping. I was thinking about this for the last couple days. Another one is don't put your trees and shrubs too close to the house where they would get underneath your gutters or go on top of your roof or under power lines. I mean, we literally have a tree when I drive home. There's a tree, it's a pine tree, and it looks, they put it right under the power line, and it looks like the letter D they cut out on one side because they have to keep that open to keep it from hitting the power lines. So you ruin the aesthetics of the tree, but a lot of times they have to cut them down or really make them look all butchered up. So I guess that's, it's just such a thing. If you drive around and look at houses that the shrubs are all overgrown, people put in arborvitae, and they can get, 20 feet tall too. So that was one of my pet peeves that when I have gardened, and I can go into this more, but I just want your thoughts, Vince, that you just don't make that mistake in the first place and don't plant them too close together. Give them air, give them space. You can always put in, I love rocks. So whenever we had our last two properties, if people were out doing anything in the yard, we had my husband was using a bobcat, and I found this rock, and it was beautiful. It was a black granite rock. It was so sparkly. So he dug it out for me and brought it in the yard. But you could put that, you could make that a part of your focal point in one of your, by your property, by your front door, or in a perennial bed, or just around, if you have an area where you're going to have shrubs. But I have rocks from my one neighbor who grew up on the farm. She gave me a whole bunch of them last year. I took the tractor down there, and they're beautiful. They were just things she collected, but I group them in group of odd numbers, three or five, and I put them between my shrubs. And I can always move them later if they get to where the shrubs get too big. But they add a little bit of texture and a little structure to your flower beds and in front of your house. So that's one area that I really wanted people to just think about. Like, look at the size of the tree. You know, don't plant a huge tree, like, right next to where you're going to have a garden. Because in 5 years, it's going to shade your garden and you're going to be dealing with the roots. So plant those out away and give them plenty of room to spread. So that's, I don't know, Vince, do you have anything to add to that part of it?
Sure, sure. We used to have a house. Well, I had many houses over the years. And when we bought a used house, it was what you said. The trees were already planted. The shrubs were already planted. The shrubs were around the perimeter, you know, all sides of the house. And when we built this house here in Missouri, I said to Mrs. Finelli, you know, there's snakes here, and there are predators here, you know, predators with no legs, predators with two legs, predators with four legs. And if we do what happens on the East Coast, which is, you know, you plant shrubs around the house, we're going to have these predators. And if we put mulch to keep the weeds down, we are going to have a fire hazard. And the moisture from the mulch encourages the termites and other insects to invade the house. So we have something that we have a nice house, but we don't have any trees around it, and we don't have any shrubs around it. Not one. Not one shrub is, you know, adjacent to the house or even 3 feet away. The closest shrub or little garden is probably 50 to 80 feet away from the house. You know, where you have a little planting with some trees. And the reason for that is I have become allergic to work. And I don't feel like putting a ladder up and cleaning the gutters anymore. So we have 5-inch gutters, which is, you know, 1 inch larger than the standard size, maybe even 6 inches in some places. And I don't want to clean them out. I don't want to take a 20, 30-foot ladder or even higher and climb it and clean the gutters a couple times a year. So we don't have any trees next to the house. The house looks naked. It's sitting on a knoll. It looks naked from most perspectives because there's no ornamental or aesthetic landscaping. But there's also, it has an advantage. So I want to know what I'm shooting at. So what I'm saying is, you know, somebody could be hiding under the windows and the shrubs. Hard to do that in this house because there's no shrubs. And so no termites. And if you have mulch and it's dry and it catches on fire, it's almost impossible to put it out. No kidding. It can take a week or more to put it out.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I found the shower head. I went into the plumbing department. I found a spare one. And the one that we have is made by a company called W-H-E-D-O-N. W-H-E-D-O-N. It's 1.5 gallons per minute. So it's a low flow. It does not use a lot of water, but it's a high pressure. And inside it, if you happen to buy one of these, it has a little green insert that will reduce the amount of water that the shower head uses. So you can either leave that insert in if you get enough flow, or you can take that insert out and get a little more flow. So if you have less pressure, you're going to want to take that little green insert out. If you have plenty of pressure, you're going to want to leave it in. And it works great. But if you have a lot of lime in your water, you're going to need to take this thing off, you know, and clean it in vinegar. You know, every once in a while, maybe every month or two or three or four, depending on the quantity of or the content of calcium in your water. One last thing, trees near the home. If you have a septic system, this always happens. So septic systems, what they do is they leach water into the ground. Okay, so the solids stay in the septic tank, and then the leach field is where the water, the gray water, goes, and the liquids evaporate into the air. Okay, the grass consumes some of the liquid, etc., and it goes into the air. Well, because the ground is damp there almost all the time, trees like it, and the roots go out that way. And what happens is the roots are looking for water, and they find it there, and then the roots get bigger and bigger, the trees get bigger and bigger, and then their roots buckle the leach field and the septic lines, the septic system pipes, and break them. It's common. Happens all the time. That's why there's a company called Roto-Rooter, and they developed an auger kind of a thing that goes in and just cleans out and cuts out the roots that have driven themselves right through your septic pipes. So, word to the wise, don't plant trees near your septic system. Kathy, have you experienced anything like that or heard of those things?
Yeah, Vince, you're not going to believe. I'll let you take one guess of what tree that they planted next to our septic system that is invasive with the roots.
I don't know, locust, maple?
Oh, a willow.
A willow, oh, and fast growing.
Yeah, yeah. We took it. We took it out last year. It was real small initially, and with everything going on, we didn't do anything. But as it started to grow, my husband said, "You know, that's only 100 or so feet from our septic." So we had it taken out. But the people didn't know what they were doing. And the other thing is, you don't plant a big tree on your septic system. I've seen people that don't know, and they just plant a tree right on there thinking that's a great thing. And then as the tree gets bigger, you know what's going to happen. It's going to ruin their septic system. And now they're so expensive to replace.
Yep, yep. Well, I found a Wedon, W-H-E-D-O-N, products showerhead. It's an open box. It's $2.97 on eBay right now, $6.55 shipping. So this thing does not really look like a funnel per se. I see some others for like that $12 and $17. No, don't get the one that looks like a funnel or a cone. Get the one that's more straight. Here's one for, looks just like the one we have. It's $11.34 shipped. Wedon, W-H-E-D-O-N, showerhead, 1.5 GPM. That's on eBay right now. Okay, so we talked about landscaping. Kathy, what do you think about termites in landscaping? Have you heard of that too?
Yeah, but we've never had that. Our property, we have some bigger trees toward the back, but our property, we have full sun, and I only have a little bit of shade on the north, which is where our air conditioner is, and that was another thing I was going to bring up, and I was going to ask you about that, Vince. You know, I know with us having the air conditioner on the north side, it doesn't sit in the hot sun all day, but I have read that some people put in a small shade tree maybe 20, 30 feet away to shade it during the summer so you're not getting you're not using as much energy. And I know you probably don't have it with you having solar, but what's your thought on that, Ben?
Well, I agree in concept. But, you know, we have a lot of trees here. So we've got 120 acres of trees, and that's plenty for us. But I don't like them around the house per se. So what I've done, we have our air conditioning units. We have two of them. They're made by Lennox, and they're fairly large. They're on a concrete pad. And they, when we were building the house, the heating and air conditioning guy said, okay, we'll put one here, we'll put one here, we'll put one here. And I said, no, we're not going to do that. You know, they put them where they wanted. You know, at least they put them, they said they were going to put them where they wanted, but I didn't like it like that. So I said, no, we're not going to do that. Here's where we're going to put them. And so there was kind of an area that only gets sun in the afternoon, but it gets a lot of sun in the afternoon. So, for example, if you live in it's going to take a couple minutes to talk about this, but if you live in an area that requires your heat pump to mostly air condition, you don't want your air conditioning units, the outside units, in the sun. And if you live in an area where your heat pumps are going to do mostly heating, you do want them in the sun. In our case, I put them on the west side so I could shade them from the sun. But in the afternoon, they get baked, so I put up a stockade fence just to keep the sun off them. We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. So for $45, ours are shaded from the sun all the time. And I can take the stockade fence down anytime I want. It's only 6 feet wide. We'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.